free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
This is a predatory world. Human beings are the prey of the malevolent forces that operate behind the thrones of power and direct the world towards a despotic global government. A modern-day system of neo-feudalism is emerging in which the chattel existing on the human farm, completely regimented with no escape from oversight, will be corralled into this new slave system that is rapidly emerging all around us. Actually, the slave system is nothing new. It's just being streamlined as the current technological advancements have made it possible to obtain the total imprisonment of the human heart, mind, and spirit. Mankind has been caught in a spiritual war for millennia that they've been wholly unaware of. However, in this apocalyptic age of unveiling, all is being revealed to those who have willingly removed the blinders from their eyes and maintain the courage to face things as they are. There is no time left to hide within willful ignorance and blind denial in the face of this intense darkness that is gathering and moving swiftly across this world. Fear no evil, for you are about to come face to face with it. The dark overlords that run this system have an agenda that is rapidly unfolding on the global stage. Their sycophantic minions, such as politicians, civil servants, lawmakers, media harlots, bureaucrats, and the like, are working overtime to establish the goals of this so-called elite. They are the servants of darkness and evil, the soulless ones of the serpent seed that walk among us. They are not to be trusted. Events have been accelerating rapidly, and things are getting more chaotic by the moment. In just the year 2023 alone, so much has occurred that so many remain fully unaware of. It's difficult to keep up with events as they continue to unfold at such an alarming pace. There is simply no time left to wake up to the situation, and yet so many delude themselves into thinking that everything is okay. People keep chasing the American dream, which has rapidly become a nightmare. Most Americans are struggling now just to make ends meet as the economy is plunged into the toilet. Economic collapse is right around the corner, and so many remain completely oblivious. The globalist consortium of organized crime is working overtime to establish its satanic kingdom. Never before has humanity been so close to the brink of destruction as it is now. The threat of nuclear war has not been this prevalent since the Cuban Missile Crisis or perhaps certain times during the Cold War. It's getting to the point where the average person can no longer deny what is occurring all around them, and still they do. Nothing will reach the normie whose mind remains mired within deceit and illusion, forever wed to the consensus and never seeing what presents itself right before their eyes. The servants of darkness are exposed now, and they have become brazen in announcing their objectives. They don't care about trying to hide in the shadows anymore. They have announced the arrival of their new world order. Fear no evil, for you are about to come face to face with it. What are the objectives of this criminal consortium? How do they plan to achieve their goals of total human enslavement? Their main agenda is as follows. War. This one is obvious as the current Middle East crisis explodes into chaos. The warmongers have wasted no time in moving troops and military equipment into position to aid the corrupt Zionist state of Israel in its mission to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians. And they're doing a great job as the bombs rain down on civilian populations in what amounts to an enormous ritual sacrifice. Thousands of civilians have already been slaughtered, and many more will be in the upcoming massacre that is being carried out with almost unanimous support of both controlled parties within the U.S. government. They're licking their chops and foaming at the mouth for the blood of innocents to be spilled. These boot-licking minions are willing servants of the Zionist Khazarian Jews whose lust for blood knows no bounds. But then, they are God's chosen people, after all, so the relentless bombing of innocents and the indiscriminate use of white phosphorus on unsuspecting children is, of course, completely justified. And remember, standing up for peace or merely stating facts and statistics makes one anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semite.
These people are less than human in the eyes of the Khazarian mafia and their obedient, order-following thugs. It appears they are trying to pull Iran into this conflagration, and that would not bode well, as the Islamic nation is allied with Russia and China. They also have a very formidable military force. The potential for World War III lurks at our doorstep. NATO forces in Ukraine are suffering heavy losses while the establishment continues sending hundreds of billions in extorted U.S. taxpayer dollars. Enjoy all the destruction, slaughter, and human misery. After all, you're paying for it. And now our fearless commander-in-chief has openly threatened that the U.S. will go to war with China in defense of the Philippines.
Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
How many fronts is the weak, demoralized, and lethally injected U.S. military supposed to fight on? They are not in a position to win one war, let alone three. U.S. military recruiting is down by over 70%, and both the U.S. Army and the Council on Foreign Relations have suggested the reintroduction of the military draft. Doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy that they want to conscript your sons and daughters and thrust them into the quagmire to kill and die once again for the modern-day Pharisees? You know, the Khazars, the ones who call themselves Jews but are not.
Jews.
It seems that the consortium, which ultimately controls all sides, is shifting the balance of power from west to east in this grandiose and ruthless game of global restructuring. America and its traditions, morals, and values must be destroyed for the new kingdom to be established, and unfortunately, it's on life support as it sinks further into the morass of decadence, immorality, corruption, and despair, as it rapidly transforms into a third world banana republic. The rule of law has been turned on its head as violent criminals go free and innocent people are jailed for defending themselves. Add to this the massive influx of illegal immigrants as the demographic is deliberately altered to phase out the white race. This is happening across Western Europe as well, and the vast majority of asylum seekers just so happen to be military-aged men. Are proxy armies being imported into the West to be activated when the time is right? It's certainly something to consider. How many of the immigrants have been on the receiving end of U.S., Israeli, and NATO bombs? They hate the West, so let's leave our borders wide open while we secure the borders of foreign nations. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Several immigrants were recently caught at the U.S.-Mexico border carrying explosive devices. It goes something like this. Carpet bomb the living hell out of strategic places, usually countries that have an abundance of natural resources, thereby displacing millions upon millions of people, and then create an open-door policy allowing a massive influx of migrants into the countries whose population and cultures are being targeted. In far too many cases, refugees are resettled in areas that simply cannot accommodate them, and this is done deliberately to destabilize those areas and ultimately to create a clash of civilizations. Overwhelmingly, migrants come from countries that have been bombed into oblivion, and the seeds of hatred have been fermented. Therefore, people who hate us and despise Western culture are being relocated to cities and towns all across North America and Europe. In the U.S., roughly 190 cities and towns are currently used for relocation, and that number is increasing. Major cities run by communist, virtue-signaling Democrats are being overwhelmed with migrants who mostly do not respect our laws, culture, and way of life, and expect everything to be handed to them for free. America and Western Europe are being raped. And who's behind this mass destruction of Western society? The same imposter Jews that are behind the massacre and destruction in Palestine. The same ones that captured the United States with its Federal Reserve Central Bank in 1913. The same ones that instigated the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 that in the end saw tens of millions of people slaughtered and starved to death.
Jews.
Roughly 600,000 Americans remain homeless. Tens of thousands of them are military veterans that have served in the bankers' wars only to be cast aside to make way for our replacements. The U.S. government does not give one shit about the people, but so many people in their numbed-out state of gullibility still believe they are operating in the people's best interests. Various Western governments have sold out their people and have weaponized immigrants in this replacement agenda. The number of illegal invaders will only increase in the days ahead unless the people rise and unite and put a stop to the disastrous policies of their criminal misleaders. People are too divided with manufactured ideological nonsense to actually come together as one voice, and they will suffer accordingly for that. The disunited slaves of America is about to fall. This is being carried out to create a destabilization of culture and economic collapse and complete social disorder. It's estimated that roughly 10 million immigrants have crossed the border since Biden took office.
Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
This costs the U.S. tax chattel $150 billion per year. Even so, his administration has threatened to sue states that deploy resources and manpower to stop the flow of illegals, particularly Arizona and Texas. New York City has been receiving 10,000 illegal migrants per month. That number is set to double in the months ahead, and the city is overwhelmed and will not be able to accommodate them. Feeding and housing the illegal migrants is costing the city $5 million per day. This is occurring in blue cities all across the country, and the Democrat misleaders of these cities, who declared sanctuary status, are now claiming that they are overwhelmed by the crisis. What did these idiots think was going to happen? New York City Mayor Eric Adams even suggested that New Yorkers take in migrants, but how many will he allow to stay at the governor's mansion? The attitude seems to be, we welcome migrants, but not in our backyard. This forced multicultural experiment and engineered destabilization is completely undermining the nations that have opened the floodgates, and despite this, the political misleaders are moving forward with this rape of nations full steam ahead as they serve their Zionist masters and sell out the people whose extorted tax money pays for it all. The United States national debt stands at $33.6 trillion. It's only a matter of time before the economy implodes, and the plan is to replace the current system with a far more restrictive digital cashless system. Already, many banking institutions are quietly closing their doors, and consortium front organizations like the World Economic Forum have been openly announcing the plan to shift into this digital system since the launching of the COVID shamdemic and the announcing of the Great Reset. Digital IDs are being rolled out, and eventually, the agenda is to implant human beings with trackable, programmable nanotechnology to digitally tag and regiment the human herd. And the globalist henchmen make no bones about announcing their agenda of human slavery. In fact, they've been doing so for quite some time. The shift is occurring from covert, in-the-shadows tyranny to overt, in-your-face tyranny, and the servants of darkness laugh in your face while they do it. Fear no evil, for you are about to come face to face with it. It's been shown that many of the COVID so-called vaccines contain nanotechnology, and some very strange things have been revealed under a microscope that has left researchers baffled. Self-replicating nanotech has been found in many of the batches. The consortium wishes to create 15-minute compact smart cities complete with the human slaves monitored by a digital surveillance system, fully boosted and connected to a social credit score apparatus. If the authorities identify someone as a dissenter, their access to basic goods and services will be cut off as punishment for defying the state. We witnessed a test run of this as celebrities and media jack-offs suggested the denial of medical treatment and basic goods and services of those who were uninjected.
Suckers of Satan's cock.
They cursed and condemned the hesitant and gave praise to the Holy of Holies, the almighty vaccine, which doesn't even work and has caused untold damage. The bioweapon has been touted as the savior of mankind, but the false narrative fell apart very quickly, and the front men pushing this agenda for a paycheck have been exposed for the liars that they are. It's all so transparent for those who are even remotely awake. We are born into a debt-based system and registered as chattel to the state upon our arrival. Now, with the emergence of their AI godhead, the plan is to integrate technology and man to create a hybrid post-human. Forget the archaic birth certificate and the Social Security tax ID card. What was once human will be grown in artificial wombs and merged with the digital matrix from its inception. There are no benevolent intentions here whatsoever. The idea is to create a new remote-controlled being, a combination of the organic and the inorganic, a digitally enslaved human robot from cradle to grave. Central to the elite's agenda is the plan to reduce the global population significantly. These eugenicists are not shy about announcing their views on overpopulation and what should be done about it. In their twisted vision, reduction of the population by around 90% is an achievable goal. Hence the wars, which are always good for a culling, and the vaccines, which have already killed millions and whose long-term effects are unknown. Will we see a dramatic increase in death and an inability to reproduce in the days ahead? It's already happening. What will the effects of these lethal injections be 5 or 10 years down the line? I guess time will tell. The man-made climate change hoax is being used to limit and restrict and to accustom the slaves to 15-minute cities. The transgender agenda is being pushed because it is directly in line with the transhuman agenda and it discourages people from procreating. Birth rates are way down across Western society, and who knows what's in the food supply that induces sterility, let alone the toxic vaccines administered around the world. They cannot achieve their goal of a new world order with the population at its current level, so they have to get rid of a few of us. The leftover remnant will be herded into compact cities and connected to the digital hive mainframe. At least that's the objective, but I don't think it will be successful in the end. I think their plan is unraveling and people are beginning to notice. Perhaps it's running its course because it has to. Maybe the simulation is ending. The desperate attempts to enact this agenda are becoming obvious and it's falling apart very quickly. Pay close attention in the days ahead. We will most likely see more mysterious fires occur, the escalation of war, more food shortages, more people dropping from the injections, and more measures taken to limit and restrict freedom. We see the destruction of human rights and the demonization of those who stand up for them. The communists are calling for the removal of firearms from law-abiding people while they leave the border wide open and let violent criminals go free. This is all part of the destabilization agenda. A mass shooting occurs and the bodies aren't even cold yet when the politicians get before the cameras and tell us they need to restrict our right to defend ourselves.
Screw your freedom.
Actually, it's about not being able to stand up against their tyranny. So remember, when they make moves to confiscate firearms, it's because they are getting ready to do something that you'd shoot them for. Prepare yourself emotionally and psychologically for what is coming. Fear no evil, for you are about to come face to face with it. Stay strong, stay centered, and walk in peace.
Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you?
Vaccine. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jews.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Vaccine. How dare you?
Suckers of Satan's cock.
Screw your freedom.